This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Did you know that your health insurance could cover appointments with a registered dietitian? Nourish will match you with a dietitian for personalized nutrition advice. And since Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans like Blue Cross, Blue Shield, Aetna, and United, 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online from home, plus message them anytime on the Nourish app for support on the go. With hundreds of five-star reviews, you can count on Nourish to guide you on your health journey. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
What's the easiest way to find out what channel the game's on? Sports on What? Subscribe to the Sports on What app and quickly find the channel for every provider, satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Download today.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, we'll drink a toast to the weekend with a shot of the day.
That is Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
This is your fault.
Come on. We call it a men's room dealer's choice, Bad Choice Friday. Each member of the program has picked a tune. You pick which member of the men's room you believe has picked the best selection for your musical pleasure. Ted, right now, how does the voting stand on Bad Choice Friday?
Thrill's winning.
He is.
Why say it like that, man?
Again.
Yeah.
Not like Thrill's winning.
He's in second place. Mike's behind
Who's
me.
Who's in second place?
I'm in second place.
Okay.
Then Mike. Then Miles.
How bad am I off? Do I have a chance?
No, you're out.
I'm out.
Seriously.
Completely.
I only have a chance, but honestly, Thrill's pulling away. It's like the end of the horse race.
Yeah. Vote for me now. If you follow us on X and Men's Room Live. Telling you, man, I got a banger today. You're never going to pick me.
Miles, your sales pitch is not working.
Apparently
every time
not.
You mention that it's an artist from West Virginia, your votes go down.
So you lose votes.
Are you kidding me?
Meanwhile, the growing campaign over here is working like an absolute charm. My people, we have created a grassroots campaign. We are getting close to at least second place. But we can pull this out. If we rally together, I can give you guys a song that will kickstart a good, fun, happening weekend.
Maybe we can fudge the numbers. Something like that. Bad Choice Friday coming up right after we drink a toast with a shot of the day. First time for a few emails to the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Couple from our driving question. Ola Picholas, a good day to you and yours. While driving around for work one day in a company truck, which sits higher than most, I saw a little old lady, every bit of 70, showing off some seriously impressive DJ skills. Rock on,
oh,
fellas.
Oh, God.
That from Rob.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wiki, wiki.
Oh,
he was on the phone and he dropped
off. Good times. Yes. Good day, brethren. It's been since I've sent an email. I was in my car sitting at the 405 exchange in Renton, headed to work. I was completely stopped, waiting for traffic to move. A driver just getting off 405 comes hauling ass around the curve, clips the front of my car, sideswipes another, and passes a semi-tractor trailer on the left driving in the grass and knocking down the fiberglass reflective posts that are there. I pull ahead, get off the road, call the state trooper, and show him the video from my dash cam. The car that hit me had no temporary tags or license plates. Trooper told me my chances of winning this hit and run would be slim to none. Yeah. Thankfully, no one was injured. Dumbass people in a hurry, leave home earlier. Enjoy the weekend, guys. I got me some new men's room beer to drink this weekend.
Nice.
That from the Elk Plain Drifter. All right. On to the birthdays, which are brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
He's got a cue.
We had a dip responsibly.
Try the timing on this again. All right, we're going to do a little practice here since we don't. Emails and birthdays brought to you by...
Dip responsibly.
No.
Sorry.
Take the
sorry, Jesus.
Birthdays brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
Better. Hola, guys. Happiest of birthday wishes to Nicholas, a.k.a. Hobbit, my husband of 15 years. Hope this is the best trip around the sun yet. All my love, that from Gina, his Amazon. A fish sandwich medley would be great, guys. Thank you.
Can I get a filet of fish sandwich?
Oh, you know I got
I have a
right.
fish sandwich.
Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich?
You
put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
Our fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some pure relish in the morning.
Fish sandwich.
At noon. At noon. And at night.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Though you don't want a fish sandwich?
Oh, but y'all, I want to give a shout-out to my beautiful wife, Tracy. It is her 33rd trip around the sun. We tune in daily for our commutes home from work. Love the show and always look forward to it. How about a fish sandwich? Some green beans? The dirty Germans talking about the complexity of purple hair dye. Coach Ted with a pep talk about skincare, and if at all possible, maybe some dad jokes from Miles. Yeah. Thanks, guys. You rock. That from Alex.
Fish sandwich. Are you sure?
Green bean.
What?
Green bean.
Okay.
Green bean.
Like some fries with that order?
Green bean.
Yeah, I actually use purple hair dye. I use them down below in my pubic region. That's why when I open my pants, I say, would you like a bowl of grape nuts?
Yeah, hair dye, whatever. There's often things that get stuck in there. We have to clean it out.
Mm-hmm.
Just not on the hair.
What is that purple stuff in your teeth?
All right, you need a new skin routine? Pretty simple. If you've been watching the internet, what you need is expensive mineral water, sparkling water. I don't know where you get it. Put it in a bowl. Put ice in it. Duck your face into it. Then take a banana peel and rub it on your face. Everybody's doing it. You're going to have skin just like that, dude.
All right, Dad Joke Friday. Here we go. Mike, did you hear that a virus is making people forget 80s British bands? Again, a virus is making people forget 80s British bands.
The who?
No, there's no cure. I figured you like that one.
Kind of good work. The Cure. Yeah,
the
I see
Cure.
What you did there.
One of your favorite bands.
Yeah.
What is the most popular day, guys, to start a diet? What is the most popular day to
tomorrow.
Start a tomorrow? sad news. I ordered a dozen beasts, but they delivered 13.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. That's a freebie. And finally, on our second date, my girlfriend offered me a chestnut.
Oh, yeah?
A misunderstanding ensued. Guys, can you give a shout-out to Drew for his birthday? It's April 4th. Hey, that's today. Thanks, Ed from Audrey. Can we give a shout-out to Drew for his birthday?
Shout-out to Drew for his birthday!
There you go. Nice job.
Happy birthday, Drew.
It's your birthday!
I told us 37 years ago, my wife, Stevie Peed, was born in Puyallup. Yep, that's the name I gave her. So I know she must love me. It does have a nice ring. Could you please get Coke Ted to give her some birthday love? A captain telling her about his 37th birthday story, and Miles with some dad jokes. Thanks, guys. That from Greg from Savannah, Georgia.
All right, Coke Ted do a lot of things. Problem is, depending on what time you run into him, depends on whether or not we can have birthday love. At this rate, the way I've been going today, probably not. But don't worry, I'll be up all night sweating and talking.
Ooh, well, ahoy there. You know, it wasn't my birthday, but when little Debbie turned 37, we set sail for Ibiza, Spain, a known party destination. And if there's one thing us mascots like to do, it's party like it's 1999. Because in 1999, we broke the world record for the longest human centipede. We just hit narcotics in our rectums and the rest was easy. However, for little Debbie's 37th in Ibiza, there were no human centipedes, though. Debbie was looking to recreate the London Bridge with as many male duos as she could find. Unfortunately, after 7 London Bridges, the 8th pair gentlemen did the Eiffel Tower. Now, Debbie is down for almost anything, but never, and I mean never, high five while having sex with Debbie. It really sets her off. And not in a good way. Me and the Kool-Aid man found that out the hard way on the 30th birthday. Grunge berries.
Dad joke Friday. You tried to high-five him once.
What's that?
Did you try to high-five a girl?
Oh, yeah. I high-fived her after sex. She said, don't high-five me.
Dad joke Friday.
I know. No, it's a good thing.
Yeah.
Guys, did you know that paddling in a canoe is the wrong time to adjust your hat?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's a bad time for capsizing. I like my women like I like my chances with them.
What's that?
Slim.
Oh.
And my daughter wanted a Cinderella-themed birthday party.
All right.
So I invited all her friends over and they cleaned my house. All right, guys. Here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you. BG.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Bob. A couple extra emails here. Says, thanks for the full show podcast, guys. This makes listening via the podcast so much easier. That from Barry Ford. Thanks, people man. Are loving the new format. One download the entire show is there on the Odyssey app. Is that what we get?
Wish I'd have been told about it.
Okay. Yeah, well, now you know. Now you know.
It's people fun. Are loving it, Mike.
People are loving it. Mm-hmm. Injury. Thought I'd play the game that you guys were playing the other day of injury mystery. Was in high school, dunked a basketball. How did I injure myself?
Okay.
High school, dunked a basketball. How did I injure myself?
I mean,
I got to blow out an ankle, ACL.
Did it say something in the knee?
Okay. I went in for a reverse dunk at an outside basketball court on the last day of my junior year. Humble brag, yes, I could dunk. Did a reverse, pulled myself up and forward a little as I let go of the rim. Like I said, it was an outside court. It had a chain net. One of the hooks from the chain was loose and dangling. As I came down, that hook went directly in my nostril.
Ah.
My full weight came down and ripped the nostril completely open.
Oh.
Had to have plastic surgery to fix my nose. School paid for it so they wouldn't sue. Noses are very hard to fix without them looking super jacked up. Nose is fine on the outside. You wouldn't see anything wrong. But there is a fold on the inside that itches now and then and is prone to getting snot lodged in it that blowing alone won't clear. So, yes, I do pick my nose now and then. That from Chuck, the Montana trucker. That is a nightmare. God almighty.
I would have never guessed that with 1,000 guesses.
No, I would never know anything about dunking a basketball and the dangers.
I will say, though, and sorry, Chuck, but if you reverse dunked, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And just, like, slammed it home and then ripped open your nose, I'd be like, showboat.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, if I'm playing against them, like, yeah. You got what you deserve.
Yeah.
Reverse dunk.
Maybe you should have laid it up.
Still
counts as two.
This one is for you. It says Sphere and Dead and Company.
Nice.
Ola Ted, I was also at the show last Saturday night at the Sphere. I'm assuming you went on Saturday.
I did.
And it was life-changing. I went to two shows at the Gorge on their last run 2 years ago, and they were good. I also saw the original Grateful Dead 4 or 5 times. I've seen the Dead, the other ones further, and Bobby, Phil, Mickey, all solo. This was by far one of the best shows I've ever been to. And seeing the band was incredible, as well as that whole Sphere experience.
Experience.
I guess this really should be an experience, shouldn't it?
This is a great experience.
They're going to steal that from me, and they're going to market it and put it on T-shirts, and they're going to make millions. Their experience.
Experience.
I also got very emotional because a couple of cover songs they did were my favorites. My father had been a lot. Plus, I got to hear Bertha. I'm assuming you can't accept photos on your company email, but if you want to check out my IG page, Ted, I've got some photos and videos up there.
I followed him on Instagram.
How close were you sitting to him?
You know what? I don't know, because I requested him, and I haven't gone back to check to see if he allowed me to follow him.
I see. Okay.
I will say that Sphere is just unreal, especially with Dead and Company.
People have emailed in and said, hey, don't bust the Eagles show. I went to see that, too, in the, you know, the graphics.
Yeah,
and
I'm sure it was great, man.
I mean, if you're going to play that venue, you better come to the table with something, right?
I mean, they've had EDM artists in there. They had a UFC in there last fall. I mean, it's mind-blowing.
I really want to go for something, man.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they have, like, mini ones, too, now that are, like, sports bars. There's one in L.A. Yeah, there might be one in, like, Chicago. And you're all sitting at tables that face kind of the same giant screen.
All right.
But, like, I was watching it, and these guys were watching an Arsenal match. And, I mean, it looks like you're just sitting on the, pitch side.
That's cool, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And on pranks from our April 1st show. Bacholas in fourth grade, I woke up on April 1st, went to the bathroom. My stepdad put plastic wrap over the toilet seat. I laughed, no big deal. I'm not the one that has to clean it up. Then I get dressed to walk into the kitchen, and breakfast is ready. I take a giant swig of milk, and it is absolutely saturated with salt. I spit and nearly puke, and my stepdad, laughing, tells me just to drink some water. So I grab a cup, go to fill it with water, and he taped the sprayer handle down, so I get soaked with water. He continues laughing while I go and change, and I'm absolutely seething. I change, I go out, I am I'm ready to smack the pee out of him. Needless to say, I didn't see the outside of my bedroom for a month. It's been damn near 20 years, and I still laugh about it whenever I remember it. Dude was a menace, but still my dad. He still likes to needle me for it to this day, and we both get a laugh about it. That from your faithful Salt Lake listener, Nathan. Okay, I think it's time that we go back in time to the last time that we played Ted versus the FCC, so if we could, let's go back in time.
Me and frickin' Chuck Cutts can't frickin' find Nutty Fat Nuckfuts. Even though he's wearing a short, silvery, shiny, slit city shirt, I'm off, Art Speller.
Three times fast.
Me and frickin' Chuck Cutts can't frickin' find Nutty Fat Nuckfuts.
That was a quick one. Let's do it again.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
I forgot that we had a loss last week.
Yeah.
And the week before that. I don't know why we stayed up so late last night, but I'm telling you what, the session was genius.
It really was.
The brainstorming, the thought process behind it. We probably got about 20 in the can just in case we need them. But we're just going to take the one that you missed last week.
You guys like that stuff I brought back from the show?
Yeah, it burned a little, but man, oh man.
Yeah.
You don't even need to be at the sphere. I still got your eyes open.
I still think I got a nugget in there.
Yeah. They call it sphere dust.
If I can get it down the throat, I'll taste it. But this is try number three on the one that our listener Joe sent in on Ted versus the FCC. So if you do not get this, we retire this one. And it goes something like this. Me and frickin' Chuck Cutts can't frickin' find Nutty Fat Nuck Futs, even though he's wearing a short, silver, shiny, slit city shirt. I'm off Art Smeller. The way that we do Ted versus the FCC one time through, then three times fast.
Come on, let's do this. Me and frickin' Chuck Cutts can't frickin' find Nutty Fat Nuckfuts, even though he's wearing a short, silvery, shiny, slit city shirt. I'm off, Art Smeller.
Three times fast.
Me and frickin' Chuck Cutts can't frickin' find Nutty Fat Nuckfuts, even though he's wearing a short, silvery, shiny, slit city shirt. I'm off, Art Smeller.
One.
Me and frickin' Chuck Cutts can't frickin' find Nutty Fat Nuckfuts, even though he's wearing a short, silvery, shiny, slit city shirt. I'm off, Art Smeller.
Two.
Me and frickin' Chuck Cutts can't frickin' find Nutty Fat Nuckfuts, even though he's wearing a short, silvery, shiny, slit city shirt. I'm off, Art Smeller.
Oh.
Let's go.
Woo. Yeah, hit me out. I'll take that to Muggle Shoot.
Yeah, let's have fun with that.
There's another win in Ted versus the FCC. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you've been struggling with your weight,
Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Men, when was the last time you felt unstoppable? Low testosterone could be draining your energy, strength, and sex drive. At Beaumont Health and Wellness, we help men reclaim their power with hormone replacement therapy, weight loss, and IV hydration. Get peak performance with our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to fire up your system. Beaumont Health and Wellness. Age is just a number. Desire is forever. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
All right, Dakota, at 5:08, we'll drink a toast of the weekend with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check on Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. A 3-year-old on a hike with her family in Israel stumbled upon an ancient Canaanite scarab amulet that dates back to the Bronze Age.
Damn.
That's insane to me.
And of course, it's a kid, because kids pick up anything that looks interesting.
Right.
Because you know the parents, they put it down, put it... Wait, not wait. Holy crap.
Right. And the thing, we've heard, this is not the first time that we've heard this story where somebody just kind of happens upon one of these things.
Oh, yeah.
How do they then determine, like, no, this is like a Bronze Age thing? You know, if
once you give it to the, look.
But when do you give it to the, you know what I mean?
I think you can look at it and realize this is super old. That much would make sense, right? So you take it to your local museum or whoever. I don't know who else you take it to, but. You know, then they do all the testing on it and radiocarbon dating. And
right.
They say it's this old, Bronze Age, there you go. So I think it's more, you're probably not thinking this is Bronze Age.
And especially for that area, things can get really, really old over there.
That's, based on where they were. But there was a kid who found, it was like $800,000 of ambergris, right? Whale vomit. They used for perf. He found it on the beach. And it's not a pretty thing. I mean, it's whale vomit. But again, I'm like, the reason the kid, we've probably walked by it a million times, right? And said, ew, man, that looks gross. I want nothing to do with it. The kid walks over there, picks it up, and says, look at this. Realized it's ambergris. It's like, hey, kid, you just made $800,000 on this.
College fund.
But then again, like, the scarab thing makes more sense to me than ambergris, right?
Sure.
The scarab, I can tell it's a scarab. I know it's old. So let's just see what it's about. You know, it's almost like Pawn Stars. Let's see what this thing's worth. The ambergris, there's nothing about it that looks attractive, and I'm not sure that I can identify old whale vomit versus just something weird on the beach.
Yeah.
You're right. Son, put that down. You're disgusting. And then my kid would be mad at me, and he's like, Dad, that was $800,000 worth of ugly.
I found that. A woman went to the media after buying 4 ice creams. I think they were cups, not cones, but 4 ice creams for her family at the National Mall. Did you guys see the story?
I did. Listen, don't buy ice cream.
Was that a scam or was that the actual price of those cups of ice cream?
Both.
Right. It was a bit of both. $88 for all 4 of those.
If you buy with a card, which is my guess, it's $88. You buy with cash, you drop $20.
Sure.
Well, the thing about that is if you go to the mall in D.C., like there's no shade in D.C.
Okay. Right?
There's just not. The one spot you can find shade in the National Mall is near the Washington Monument, and it moves like a sundial, but it's this linear piece of shade. But when it gets hot there and it gets real, real hot, everyone always makes a line just to get a little shade. But they set up other ice cream shops, water, all this kind of thing, basically like a food truck. But they all kind of surround that because they know that's where everyone's going to go to get shade. And they absolutely charge the living F of anything you're going to buy because nothing's really close.
Right.
Now, you know, when you're at that point of the mall in D.C., it's like, look, you can walk a half mile in any direction to get anything you want, but it's another half mile in this heat, and you've walked at least that far just to get there.
Mm. I don't know if you could still do it, but back in the day, you could also go down there and get all the fake Oakleys, fake Rolexes.
Oh, yeah.
It was awesome. I loved it. I remember we used to, like, take the metro down there in the summer and be like, And then, like, once in a while, they'd crack down on it. So, but there'd always be those dudes at the park, like, walking around. It's like,
oh, it's in the park.
You guys need anything? It's like, actually, we're looking for Oakleys.
Mm-hmm. How about Oakley Doakley?
Yeah, it's, and it was like a drug deal. They'd be like, wait here.
Yeah,
and then, exactly. You're right, a dude would come over and just be like, what color? And open his jacket. Like, a green bear? A black bear?
$25.
Yeah, basically, that's what it was. It was like $20 a pair.
Damn, dude. Apparently, monkeys are better yodelers than humans.
Not canyon style, but just making
it. How do you know?
Right? There was that gorilla, dude.
Oh, God, that's right.
Yeah.
Give me some of that.
Yeah, I read that this morning, I guess.
So there's also a little bit of audio that was in there, but it's not the best of audio. But what they looked at is that basically, monkeys, when they kind of they started like the capuchin monkeys, and the chittering that they do, like they change pitch so rapidly that it's still kind of a yodel, but it's so quick that they're kind of officially better than us at it.
Damn monkeys.
Yeah.
Can we just have yodeling?
Right. Just one thing. Damn, man.
They're like, yeah, you do opposable thumbs better than us. Shut up.
The Supreme Court of Michigan has ruled that the smell of marijuana alone cannot justify a police search of a vehicle.
Oh.
So there you go. Now you can drive around in Michigan with weed in your car, and they can't search you just because it smells like that in there.
But they will.
Oh, yeah, they'll find something.
I mean, I will say this. Supreme Court ruling, but they're still going to search your car.
I had a buddy that got pulled over, and he's in a state, same thing, where they have that rule. He said the cop was just like, I know
you got it.
I know you have it in here. But he's like, I got to let you. Like, I can't search your car just because of that. Like, he said the cop basically just spelled it out to him.
Right.
Like, don't do this again.
I've got you
like,
dead should, to
right. Right, like, I should arrest you right
I'm
now.
I'm going to break your tail light with my baton.
Yeah, just like, get out of here.
Give me an excuse.
I mean, with that said, look, you could talk about weed and stuff, but, like, it's still, like, booze, right? You don't need to be driving around smoking weed.
Yeah, don't smoke it. That's all.
Yeah, exactly.
Just wait a minute.
Just don't.
Goes for you, too, guy in the back seat.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll count.
I don't know, man. Like, as long as you're not taking sips while we're passing by, guys.
I just don't want to get pulled over.
Absolutely, you don't.
You know what I mean? It's like, oh, we're just back here smoking. Like, right, well, I'm going to get the ticket.
Just know that
that's
if
why
we,
we're doing it.
Just know that if we get pulled over, I'm pleading ignorance. Why does that man have an open container? Who in that? Steve?
Get out of my car.
Right. I had no idea he opened that thing.
Believe the beer.
Oh, man. Except for that.
Yeah.
Ted and I got busted for that one time.
What?
Oh, yeah. Whatever you do, don't drink in this car.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. Ted did it in the back of my wife's car. Yeah, and she even said, Ted, do not, because he'd had a beer. It was closed, right? It's a can. And we just start driving. My wife goes, Ted, just don't open the beer until it's like, yeah, all right. I swear to God,
whatever,
2 seconds
man.
Later.
Crack.
Dad!
I'm guilty of the same thing. I'm done.
I mean, the sound was so clear.
Yeah.
Are you drinking back there?
Nope.
No.
Dude, the worst was that house I lived in Baltimore. Like, I moved into the row house during the summer. So then in the fall, everybody else that went to Hopkins came back, right?
All
right. And we had this can that, like, they had, like, basically, it was a year old.
Yeah.
So we're sitting there, and I go, hey, let's save this can, and then the last part of the spring, we'll drink it. Everybody's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Same thing. Mindlessly, 2 minutes later, and somebody's like, "You're squirrel, you're drinking it." And I was like, my bad.
Damn,
man.
Well, there goes that.
There goes, yeah. We got nothing to look forward to.
A new study found that when it comes to fulfillment, why you're pursuing your goals is more important than the goals themselves.
Well, sure.
All right.
Right.
It's the thrill of the hunt.
At least it should be. That's
it should be, yes.
You know, we can all have goals for ourselves, you know, be them small or big. You can't do it just because it's what you're supposed to do. Because after a while, you're going to be like, I just don't care.
I don't like doing this anyway.
Right. So you have to want it. That's when it comes down to a lot of the different things in life that we have to go through. Like, no, you have to want to do this. You can't just do it. You have to want to do this. So change your headspace, agreed. I guess, is where we're going there. The sun is starting to peek out, boys, from behind the clouds in these days. But what if I told you that it actually changes your brain?
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10
ways your brain actually changes in warmer weather. Just exactly which brain are we talking about? Because I can tell you when it gets hot, my head starts to sweat.
Come on.
It can be quite unnerving when you feel the beads of sweat cascading down.
The other unfortunate byproduct is when the twins start to stick to the inner thigh. Yet another good use for Vaseline. Just coat those quads and maybe wrap your satchel in a washcloth. It also enhances the region's appearance. Positive Friday.
Dear God.
Wow.
All righty then. Positive Friday. So these are 10 ways that your brain actually changes in warmer weather. Number 10, your mood improves thanks to more sunlight. Sunlight isn't just a good vibe generator. It changes your brain chemistry. Exposure to natural light simulates the production of serotonin in the brainstem there, a neurotransmitter crucial for mood regulation, emotional stability, and impulse control. So sunlight is actually making you happier.
Yes!
What a concept.
Yes!
That makes sense. What a concept. It's almost like we're a little sad here in Seattle.
Well, name one happy band from this town.
Right. Like, damn. You become more social and extroverted.
I'm racking my brain. Like, who is a happy band?
Not a damn one of them. You become more social and extroverted. Again, these are ways that your brain actually changes in warm weather. In the warmer months, increased serotonin and dopamine receptor activation in areas like the ventral striatum correlates with higher levels of extroversion and social engagement. People are more likely to attend events, make new friends, or initiate romantic encounters in spring and summer, even among introverts.
Yeah,
summer loving.
Right. I want to go out and I want to be in the warmth, and I'm feeling good about myself. I'm happier now.
Yeah,
I'm happier,
you can have like a spring fling, summer loving.
Exactly.
A fall F.
Play a little fall ball. You know?
Yeah. The winter time, you're just going, it's winter.
A fall F. Well done.
It's my fall F, buddy.
You do make riskier decisions.
Ooh.
High temperatures increase cognitive load, forcing your body to divert resources toward thermoregulation, which reduces available energy for your executive functions, including long-term planning and self-restraint. The result? Quicker decisions, bolder choices, and more mistakes. Brain scans now show decreased activity in the dorsolateral frontal cortex, the region tied to deliberation in hotter conditions.
Makes sense.
Yeah, with all those big words in it. Ways that your brain actually changes in the warm weather: your sleep pattern shift, sometimes for the worse. Your brain's circadian rhythm depends on light and temperature cues to regulate melatonin release. During spring and summer, longer daylight exposure and warmer nights delay the onset of melatonin, pushing your sleep-wake cycle later. The result is what sleep scientists call social jet lag, a mismatch between your biological clock and your daily obligations.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Right, I mean, the sun goes down earlier, like your body kind of starts shutting down earlier. The sun goes down at 10,
sure.
You're still kind of wide awake and it's late. And I have no problem with that.
And there's also the problem of where that we're reaching here is that as we get thicker on into the summer, that hot sticks around for a lot longer, so it's a lot harder to relax later on at night. It can be midnight, but it's still 80 degrees outside.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
so 85 inside.
I love it. Oh, I hate it, Miles.
I cannot wait.
I'm sticky and in bed, man. I can't relax.
Dude, I'm with you. When you go to bed at like 10 or 11, it's still like, to me, like, it just, whatever place I've lived in, it's always like the hottest at night.
Yes.
You have a window in your bedroom.
I do.
It's time for one of those stand-up air conditioning units.
Oh, I have one of those.
Oh, you do? Oh, you're good to go. As long as the bedroom's cool, I think anything else you can deal with.
That's what I had to do. I had to buy one for my bedroom, too.
Yeah.
And it is.
It's a little loud, but man, I mean, it's better than being like,
oh, it's good sleep.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And then sometimes, like if you get it, like we get like, what, a week of 90s?
Yeah.
If it's like a Saturday and it's 90 some degrees, like I could turn that thing on in my bedroom, close all the other windows, open all the doors, and like after a while, it'll cool off the whole place.
All right.
Nice work. Ways that your brain actually changes in warmer weather: your appetite and cravings change. Warmer weather suppresses ghrelin, a hormone that triggers hunger. It boosts vasopressin and thirst signaling, leading to a natural dip in appetite and a preference for water-rich cold foods. You're more likely to crave fruit, smoothies, salads, frozen treats, not heavy hot meals that raise core body temperature. So that could also add to why you might be losing weight during the summer months. One, you are more active, but two, you are actually craving foods that are better for you.
That makes sense.
When my buddy moved to Scottsdale, first time I went down there, I asked him. It's like he got in really good shape, and I was like, "Hey, wait, Scottsdale, so beautiful." And he's like, "Yeah." He's like, "It's oppressively hot."
most of the year. It's the same thing. He's like, you don't really want to eat anything besides light stuff and salads.
Right. Yeah. You always feel like tacos when you go where it's hot. Like, let's get tacos. Because, you know, it's easier to eat that kind of food.
Exactly.
Not a burrito, a taco.
I'm with you, right? Like, we talk about burritos or even, like Chinese food or pizza. Like, you'll still eat it in the summer, but it's not like, it's like when it gets cool out and it's like, oh, let's just eat a pizza.
Exactly. You're more sensitive to smells and sounds. As temperatures rise, the olfactory epithelium becomes more active and airborne molecules become more volatile, sure, intensifying how strongly smells are detected. Your brain interprets this through the limbic system, the same network that processes emotion and memory, making spring scents feel unusually vivid. This is why freshly cut grass, blooming flowers, and even distant barbecue smoke seems to hit harder in the spring and the summer.
Yeah, heat will do that.
Yeah.
You accelerate molecules and open things up.
That's why farting in the shower is a terrible idea.
Right. Take a cold shower, give it a try.
Exactly.
I bet you, I don't like cold showers, but I'm guessing it's not as bad as that steamy
hot
shower.
Doesn't hold a candle to farting in the bathtub.
I was about to say the hot tub.
I don't know what goes on, man, if that bubble has to be underwater, but I mean, when it
when
pops,
it breaks.
Jeez, yeah, right, a whiz. Yeah, that's concentrated.
Then it cooks in there a little bit. You boil that thing for just a little bit.
Sous vide it.
Sous vide, thank you.
I was going to say, the good and bad about the smelling stuff, though, is like those first few weeks, too, like, especially when I live in Capitol Hill, like, you smell people.
Oh, yeah.
You smell the pee. You smell everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, I can smell people. Rarely a good thing.
You're more likely to fall in love, or at least think that you are. As Ted was saying, the spring fling, the summer fling. The combination of sunlight, elevated dopamine, and physical arousal from heat makes the brain more susceptible to romantic cues, even if the feelings are temporary. Keep in mind, this is also the time of year that every other mammal is getting it on.
Yeah,
so we're already kind of chemically predisposed to be on the lookout, as it were.
So. Yeah, I feel like elk and stuff, though, kind of wait till the end of summer.
Yeah, but I don't want to be like the elk.
Why not, Mike? You want to be more like a moose?
Yeah. Elk with them bitch-ass voices. Your creativity and problem-solving.
Do you know what an elk sounds like? Are you like me? I just learned it from the Bass Pro Shop.
That's where I learned
it. No, it's a, it's a.
Another, what is it, once a year?
Kind of a loud whistle. The outdoorsman show or whatever?
Yeah.
It starts with that elk call.
But I know what it is as soon as I hear it. I'm like, it's back around.
Ways that your brain actually changes in warmer weather, your creativity and problem-solving may improve. Mild warmth, specifically between 70 to 75 degrees, has been shown to stimulate divergent thinking, the type of cognition needed for creative problem solving and idea generation. Exposure to natural light and mild outdoor temperatures increases activity in the default mode network, a part of the brain associated with internal thought, imagination, and brainstorming.
All right.
So you're more productive in the doggone summer. What do you know? You become more generous and cooperative. Warm weather makes people kinder, more open, and more willing to cooperate. And it's
not miserable.
Researchers at Harvard and UC Berkeley found that people were more likely to help strangers, donate money, and volunteer their time on sunny, warm days than on cold or overcast ones.
What is the temperature range, though? Because you're right. If it's 75, 80, people are friendly. You get into that 90s and humidity, people like are like agitated.
The friendly goes away.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, there's a certain time where it's like, oh, it's heating up in the city. There's going to be fights. Somebody's going to get shot.
Well, there's a reason why, you know, charity auction season's in the spring and in the fall.
Yep.
That's a good point.
Right there in that window.
And then I'll leave you with this one. This is the number one way that your brain actually changes in warmer weather. You process emotions differently. Temperature has a measurable effect on how the brain processes facial expressions, emotional tone, and empathy. In warmer weather, people are more likely to interpret neutral expressions as positive and react with greater emotional accuracy to other moods. The anterior cingulate cortex, a region involved in emotional evaluation and conflict resolution, shows increased blood flow in warm ambient temperatures, especially when social cues are present.
I mean, to me, and look, this is just me. I can only speak on my behalf. In the summer, I'm happy. In the winter, I'm not.
Right.
There's your study.
There you go.
Not that anything in my life has changed except the elements outside.
There you go.
I mean, yeah. Like I said, if it's too hot, but like, man, if you get low 80s, mid 60s at night, like that's a perfect day.
Yes, sir.
It's hard to be pissed off.
Miles, how can a man find a way to get arrested at a lemonade stand?
At a lemonade stand?
I will tell you how at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, we made it to the weekend and drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And
the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Big time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk. And Steve and Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast the canine unit from an unidentified beach town. All right, all we have is the video, but essentially, it's spring break. And on the video, we see a cop tries to break up a group of spring break revelers in the unidentified beach town. Now, they're not necessarily doing anything, but they've congregated around and are acting like spring breakers. Well, the canine unit officer, he's first seen with the dog by his side, yelling at the young adults as he uses the German Shepherd to disperse the revelers. Because let's face it, dogs work. Now, at one point, he appears to be arresting a young woman in a bikini, but a young man tries to peacefully intervene, puts his hands up above his head, and begins talking to the cop. For reasons we don't know, the cop picks this guy up and body slams this kid to the ground. Well, obviously, the crowd got angry. They're screaming at the officer saying, hey, man, the guy didn't do anything. And that's when the canine unit sprang into action and shut that crowd up because it attacked the cop. It started biting his ass. And the cop's yelling at the dog, but the dog kept attacking him because he made the move. Anyway, it took two other officers to pry the German Shepherd off of this guy before the dog finally relented. The final scene of the video, the canine unit officer's last seen backing away now from the highly charged scene with the dog back by his side. Nice move, dog. Come on, man. Hey, picks this guy wasn't doing anything. Cop picks him up, body slams him. Dog snaps and attacks the cop. Jesus. And even the guy body slammed tries to, like, help get the dog off. Like, yo, man, this is bad. Yeah.
That seems insane that dog, like...
I mean, he basically just turned on him. He's like, you know what, Ben? You just did that? That's not cool.
Yeah.
I'm going after you.
That's saying that dog obeys the law. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
Your winner on a Bad Choice Friday coming up next.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.